Paper on Hinduism, Part F. This is the doctrine of love declared in the Vedas, and let us see how it is fully developed and taught by Krishna from the Hindus believed to have been God incarnate on earth. He taught that a man ought to live in this world like a lotus leaf, which grows in water but is never moistened by water. So, a man ought to live in the world, his heart to good, to God, and his hands to work. It is good to love God for hope of reward in this or the next world, but it is better to love God for love's sake. And the prayer goes, Lord, I do not want wealth, nor children, nor learning. If it be thy will, I shall go from birth to birth, but grant me this, that I may love thee without the hope of reward. Love unselfishly for love's sake. One of the disciples of Krishna, the then emperor of India, was driven from his kingdom by his enemies and had to take shelter with his queen in a forest in the Himalayas. And there, one day, the queen asked him how it was that he, the most virtuous of man, should suffer so much misery. Yudhishthira answered, Behold, my queen, the Himalayas, how grand and beautiful they are. I love them. They do not give me anything, but my nature is to love the grand, the beautiful. Therefore, I love them. Similarly, I love the Lord. He is the source of all beauty, of all sublimity. He is the only object to be loved. My nature is to love Him, and therefore I love. I do not pray for anything. I do not ask for anything. Let Him place me wherever He likes. I must love Him for love's sake. I cannot trade in love. The Vedas teach that the soul is divine, only held in the bondage of matter. Perfection will be reached when this bond will burst, and the word they use for it is, therefore, mukti freedom, freedom from the bonds of imperfection, freedom from death and misery.